Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from Humboldt Wildcats head softball coach Erica Post and head baseball coach Jason Thurm. Humboldt softball wrapped up the week with a 12-0 loss to St. Edmund Friday night after a week that began with a loss to Webster City before wins against Clarion Goldfield Dalles and Belmont Clemmy. The team currently sits at 4-5 overall and 2-4 in the North Central Conference. I caught up with head coach Erica Post after the game Friday on the loss to St. Edmund and the week of games.
They're a very good team, so we got to give credit to them. They were able to capitalize on a couple of misplays, and again, we got in that. We can't record the third out. You know, we gave up 7 runs with 2 outs again. We've addressed that now, and hopefully we can get rid of that habit. That's been the habit this week, and we need to get rid of that one and just be able to close out the inning and make the easy plays that come right to us.
Other than those couple of innings, you're right in there with one of the better teams in the state in St. Edmund, a team that's been there multiple times, a team that you guys just fell short of last year in the NCC. What are you liking, at least from your team here, the other innings that you've seen here tonight?
Yeah, I thought we did really good. You know, we took our walks when they were there. We put the ball in play and we executed for bunts. Unfortunately, we just couldn't come through with that one timely hit to score some runs, but we were right there until they decided to capitalize there on a couple of miscues. So I thought we played pretty well there, you know, the first 3 innings or so and kept them at bay and made plays, but we didn't get that one hit that we needed when we had runners on.
Coach, how would you characterize the week for your team?
We took care of business against teams that, you know, are 500 or below, and we stumbled against the teams that were really good, and we need to just, again, figure out how we can get out of innings. We took care of business that we needed to. We'll get better here as we move along.
Coach, you're right back into it next week. You've got Iowa Falls Alden coming up on Monday, and then you continue on the rest of the week, Hampton-Dumont, Cal Forest City, and then at the Jack North Tournament down at Northwest High School there on Friday. How do you prepare the team for a week like that upcoming?
Yeah, it was basically what I said in the dugout. We just need to flush what happened this week, and we need to start off fresh. You know, there's a lot of good opportunities for us here at the beginning of the week. We encourage everybody to come out on Monday night. We're partnered with Relay for Life again to do a cancer awareness and Coaches versus Cancer game. We will honor the cancer survivors before the game. There'll be a meal and a silent auction. So we encourage as many people who can to come out and support that worthy cause here. And then beginning of the week, a lot of those are home games, and we'll come out ready to go there. And then it's going to be a tough weekend. Those are big 4 and 5A schools that are very good down there Friday and Saturday. But we'll go down there and we'll put our best foot forward.
Cancer night coming up on Monday. I know that means a lot to you, the program. Just talk a little bit on the meaning of it for Humboldt softball.
Cancer has touched my family very closely in my family and the softball family. And so we want to do everything we can to raise awareness, raise money, and do everything we can to support all the research so that people don't have to suffer and they can beat this disease. And then, you know, we want to honor those cancer survivors. They put up hard fights to get through it and that they're still with us here. So we need to make sure that they are honored in that going forward. So we're going to do everything we can to bring attention to that and celebrate them and hopefully come out with a victory.
Looking forward to next week, next Monday, of course, with the cancer night.
Thank you, Matt, and go Cats.
The Humboldt baseball team wrapped up the week with a 16-1 win on Friday against the St. Edmund Gales after a 10-7 win Thursday against Forest City, a 17-5 win against Clarion Goldfield Dalles Wednesday, and a 10-0 win against the Webster City Lynx on Monday. The team is currently 10-2 overall and 5-1 in NCC play. I caught up with head coach Jason Thurm after the win against St. Edmund.
It was all offense tonight. We came out and just basically a continuation of what's been going on. We've been putting up a lot of double-digit games, and the guys are just swinging it real well right now. We got a lot of confidence and putting good swings on it, and just came out and we were offensive right from the start, and just pretty much every inning with that. Kyler did a nice job on the mound. He just does what he does. He went out and took care of business, and we ended up having to pull him for pitch count reason there, for just to have him available early next week. But he did a nice job, and defensively, we've got some things we got to clean up with it, but I feel like the pieces are there. It's just a matter of time before that happens. These boys are playing extremely well right now, and it's fun to watch. You know, they put in the time. They're working hard, and that's paying off right now, and that's fun to see with it. This is a good group of guys, and they love being around each other, and I think that shows on the field too. They bring a lot of enthusiasm, and there's a lot of joy around this place, so it's fun. I'm thankful for that.
Well, after that Algona loss, rattling off quite a few wins here, getting into a groove with your 10th win on the season now, what are you seeing from this team now as you're going into the middle of June?
Just a lot of confidence just at the plate. We're just going up there. We're relaxed. Guys are... it doesn't matter if we're swinging early in the count or if we're working it till we get to two strikes with us. It just seems like we're able to put good swings on it. That confidence it grows and grows and grows. And it just means everything in this game. So, that's a big part of it. Pitching-wise, last couple times out, just really guys really attacking the strike zone. And that's usually a recipe for success. So it's just a lot of good things right now. I like the way we're at with our base running. We're making some improvements there. We're really aggressive with things. And that's fun to watch. So we're playing pretty well right now.
And then the last week to rattle off wins like this, playing four times in 5 days, how big of a week was this to get wins for your team?
Yeah, it was nice. We're typically playing three or four times a week anyway, and you just got to have to manage that as far as the pitching staff goes. But each guy that we had went out and took the ball and went deep, and that just makes it a lot easier when guys that are going out there throwing quality innings. If it's a case where we got starters going one or two innings and getting pulled, and that really puts a lot of stress on your pitching staff. But we got guys that want the ball and they're going out and throwing it and making things a lot easier on us for that. It's a nice week. One at a time with it, and you try not to get too excited about it. You just try to keep an even keel with everything with it, not too high, not too low, and we're just trying to keep making improvements.
Big week upcoming with some conference play, Iowa Falls, Hampton, Dumont, Cal, and then at Spirit Lake.
Yeah, it could be interesting with things. Had an injury tonight with Isaiah tweaking his hamstring, so we'll see where we're at with that, but that could make things interesting from a pitching standpoint next week. But it's one at a time with it. Iowa Falls is coming to town on Monday night, we'll throw the kitchen sink at them if we need to, and just go from there with it. But you can't get too far out ahead of yourself with it. It's one game at a time, and we hope to be at our best on Monday against Iowa Falls.
With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.